Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Nova Payton.
You've seen her in tons of stuff around DC, so many great shows around the area. But we're talking because you're going to be part of Black Broadway. It's a concert. It's going to air on PBS on Tuesday, February 28th. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so I want before we get into your, specific songs you're going to sing and all that. Well, we'll take those one at a time, in a few minutes later in this interview. But first, let's kind of do like an overview. So, where was, when and where was this concert recorded? How and how much of an honor was it to do it?
The concert was recorded, I believe. Oh my gosh, it's so long ago. Let's see. I think it was October 5th, live. And I'm on the campus of Howard University in the Crampton Auditorium there. And it was an amazing night. An amazing night.
And what was the general idea? A bunch of I guess Broadway stars and some local stars all coming together with local universities to sing, I guess. Well, I can't use that soundbite if I say it. So you basically, yeah, what was sort of the idea of
Yeah.
bringing Broadway and local stuff together?
The idea generally was to celebrate Black Broadway, all of the songs or shows that were performed by legendary Black artists in on Broadway. The stories were told by them, and just songs that you were very familiar with, and some actually songs that because of the shows were not as popular, but we pulled those out as well. But we had oh gosh, we had a huge cast of great, phenomenal people who came together to for one night only to perform this spectacular show. We
Awesome.
have from Broadway legends such as Stephanie Mills, Norm Lewis, all the way to Corbin Bleu, who's known for High School Musical and so many other things as well. We have Amber Iman, Tiffany Mack. We have myself. We have Peppermint from RuPaul's Drag Race. I mean, the list goes on, but it was it's such an electrifying evening because the and we also had some of the students from Howard University's campus also participate as the ensemble singing background behind some of the artists. And also some of the Morgan State University, Baltimore area, who also came in and sang as well in the ensembles behind some of the artists. So it was a great collaborative event.
Wow. Real good. Thank you for rattling off all the famous names. Speaking of the local students from Howard University, Morgan State University, just to get me, a separate sound bite so I have some variety here. Put yourself in the shoes of being a, imagine you're a student at Howard or Morgan State and suddenly you're on stage and you're singing behind some of these legends you've admired your whole life. Like, what do you think was going through their minds as they're sitting there singing behind these their favorites?
A lot of them really want to perform, right? So to give them the opportunity to see what it is to be a part of the behind the scenes work of what it took to learn your material, to come in and be able to be professional and sing the songs and, you meet with your artists who you've been working with. I'm honored to be on faculty at Howard University right now. So a lot of my babies in the musical theater department were they auditioned to be a part. It was a huge thing for them. They were so excited. I know I would have been excited at that age to, live my dream singing, and working with such amazing artists. And also, come on now, who wouldn't like to be performing with an orchestra, right? So like it was it that's something that I don't think I performed with an orchestra until I got well into my adulthood. So being able to be a part of something like this was definitely something untapped and unmatched at their ages. So, I mean, I'm glad. I mean, when I tell you they did such a wonderful job, it is so amazing. The work, the hard work that they put in, and you can tell when you see the actual performance live, on the CD. I mean,
Yes.
I'm sorry, on the TV. Yeah.
Yes, on PBS, it's going to air at 8 p.m. So everyone can watch it. And yes, you mentioned the orchestra. We should say that it is the American Pops Orchestra that's going to be accompanying the
The
whole thing.
American Pops Orchestra, yes, and Maestro Luke Frazier is the helm of it, but he actually stepped aside and had some great African American conductors come in and conduct us during the performance. So you have, to name a few, you have Brittany Chanel Johnson, who is a professor on Howard University's campus, along with Sean Mays, who is also the conductors for MJ the Musical and Hadestown up on Broadway right now. So, and then you have a couple of the others who came in from Morgan and Howard University. So, you know, he basically set it up so that it could be a true celebration.
That's really, really cool. And real quick, I want to get back to the concert in a second, but you mentioned you're part of you have a spot on the faculty at Howard. Is that what is your role?
Yes, I am I'm a voice teacher for the musical theater students, MT students in the college, Chadwick A. Bowman's College of Fine Arts. Yes.
The newly named Chadwick A. Bozeman, mm-hmm. Rest in peace. But so you're a voice professor, basically. People, Howard students sign up, take your class, and you teach them to sing. That's awesome.
Yes, yes.
Giving back. Why do you want to do that? Sort of giving back to a new generation.
Absolutely. I mean, I was afforded the opportunity to grow up in a musical family, so I was able to have music surrounding me all my life from the age of like maybe from the day I was born, actually. But I started singing at the age of 3. I grew up working and traveling with Roberta Flack at an early age as well. So she's one of my mentors. And so, you know, being able to do what I do and actually come in and work with wonderful artists who are hoping to be able to do the same thing that I'm doing, it's definitely is a joy for me to see them and to be able to work with them and to get to know them and just kind of like drop little gems along the way. Because I also work with first year, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. So it's good to have them kind of like along each step as they continue to grow and then eventually get out of the building, you know? Great. And so they can have something of what they need to look forward to.
That's awesome. Now, are you from this area originally or no?
Born and raised Washington, D.C., Northwest. Yes.
Nice.
Not too far from Howard University, actually. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. So wait, where mm-hmm. exactly? Because we're WTOP, so everyone knows the different neighborhoods around this area. So yes. where exactly
right
in Northwest?
Now, so the early part of my childhood was Parkview and then Petworth, which are the new names. So Petworth, yes. So okay. Between Parkview and Petworth is where Petworth was a huge chunk of my life. Is where I was from the age of 8 until I went away to college.
And where did you go? Where'd you go to college?
I went to the American Musical and Dramatic Academy for a year. Spent a year there in New York, and then I came back home.
Awesome.
Started working professionally.
Yes, and we've seen your name in a bunch of playbills around the area, a ton of shows over the years. So. I feel like every time we cover a story on WTOP of local theater, there's Nova Payton has a big role in something. All right. Well, bring it back to the concert. Tell us what songs you sing. I know, and let's take them one at a time. So I guess first tell me the first song that you sing from Color Purple, and then we'll go to the other one. We'll do a whole separate soundbite on the other one. But focus on, what's the first one you sing in the show?
So the first one that I sing in the show is I Am Here. And that's from The Color Purple. And I actually, at the time of the recording, was in the doing the show The Color Purple at Signature Theater. And I was portraying the role of Celie, who sings that song. So, but that's the first song that I sang. And during that, actually, it was a great time to have Brittany, who's a great friend of mine. She's like a little sister to me. She actually conducted the orchestra as I sang that song. So that was a great kind of like full circle moment to share with her, to have her under the, under the baton and guiding us through that wonderful song. It was great.
Oh, that's so cool. And a legendary role, too. I mean, we all remember Whoopi Goldberg. And then, of course, now it's a Broadway musical. It's a legendary stuff. All right, cool. And then how about the other number? Because I know you also closed the show with a famous number from another musical. Explain.
Yes. So, yes. So the second song that I sang was I'm Not Going, which is from Dreamgirls, the musical, made famous by the one and only Jennifer Holliday. And then after that, you know, the one and only Jennifer Hudson put her stamp on it in the movie musical. But yeah, and I've actually had the opportunity to portray that role maybe like three times. So that was one that I've actually, you know, it's interesting because I've done it so many times. It's still every time I get a chance to sing it, I find something new, find something fresh. And under the baton for that was Maestro John Mays. So it was awesome.
Awesome. And I know, and I want to clarify, and I know, I think the full title, right? You said I'm not going, right? But the full title is And I Am Telling You I'm Not Going. I think, is that right? I think.
No, the full title is I'm Not Going.
It's just I'm Not Going. Okay, yeah. Cool. I wanted to make sure I had that right.
But the first line she says is And I'm Telling You. Okay. But it's definitely not going. Not going. Yep, okay. I'm not going.
You're the expert. That's why I wanted to ask for the actual title. All right, cool. All right, well, so those are the two you're doing. And in between, you mentioned there's, you know, a ton of iconic Black Broadway actors. So tell us, I know you mentioned their names, but if you can remember, I know it's been a couple months. It was October, but so it's okay if you can't remember. But can you tell us specifically which songs those performers sing? You know, could you say, you know, and you're going to see Corbin Blue sing this from Ragtime. You're going to
see.
You know what I mean?
You're going to see. Absolutely. Yes. So you will see Blue sing Make Them Hear You from Ragtime. You have Norm Lewis singing from his famous role of Porgy and Bess that he did on Broadway. One of the songs that stuck out for me, though, was the fact that he chose to do, Waiting for Life to Begin, which is from What's on This Island, which is normally sung by T-Moon. But he did such an amazing job with that one. Let's see, we have Tiffany Mann, if I can remember, she did... I Got Love from Pearly, which was made famous by Melba Moore. And let's see, we have Peppermint, who sang Ain't Misbehaving. Let's see.
And what did Stephanie Mills do?
Oh, of course, Stephanie Mills. She sang her one and only Home from The Wiz.
She was the original Dorothy.
She's the original Dorothy, absolutely. And I actually got a chance to see her when she went on tour. The first national tour, that was my first time. Like, that's when I knew I wanted to do musical theater. I saw her in that performance at the Warner Theater.
Oh, wait. So go into that really quick. So before, you know, Diana Ross does the movie and all of that stuff, you saw the theater version, Stephanie Mills doing, well, she was originally Broadway on The Wiz, but you saw her doing the national tour.
I saw her on the national tour.
Rephrase kind of what you just said, because the connection dropped out for a second, but say exactly what you just said about how that was when you first saw it and that's when you knew you wanted to do theater.
Yes. So you will see Stephanie Mills sing Home from The Wiz, and she was the original Dorothy on Broadway. But I also had the opportunity at a very early age when they did the first national tour of The Wiz. When they came through D.C., it was at the Warner Theater. And I got a chance to see her in that role. And that's when I knew I wanted to do musical theater.
Awesome. Thank you for revoicing that. That'll be a gold soundbite for the radio. And can I just have you one more time say the connection cut out a little bit when you were saying Corbin Blue's part? I'll edit it together. Don't worry. But like, if you could just you know, his name again and what he's performing from Ragtime.
Yes. You'll see Corbin Blue singing Make Them Hear You from Ragtime.
Okay, awesome. I'll note to self, drop that back in the beginning of the sentence there.
Okay.
Okay, cool. All right. So I'll edit that. All right. Well, I have more than enough to work with. I guess sort of in closing, pretend that I'm not even here and you're talking directly to the listeners and, you know, the WTOP listeners riding in their cars. Just say, hey, everybody, tune in on Tuesday. What is it? Tuesday night? Yes. Say, hey, everybody, tune in Tuesday night on PBS to watch this great show at Howard Theater. You know, whatever you want to say.
Okay. Hey, everybody, please tune in to PBS on February 28th at 8 p.m. to see this wonderful show, Black Broadway Celebrate. I'm sorry, let me go back.
Yeah, to say it again. And if, real quick, if you want, could you mention the two key things, really, not to be a director here, but just because I know what we're going to
No. Tell me.
The two key things, if you could say, you know, hey, everyone, the two key things are that it's airing on PBS and that it was filmed at Howard University.
Right. Okay. Hey, everybody. Please join in watching PBS, the Black Broadway Celebration on February 28th at 8 p.m. It was filmed at Howard University. You are not going to want to miss this. Check it out.
And it's a little serendipitous, right? It's airing the last day of February, the last day of Black History Month. So it's kind of fitting, right?
Black History Month. Yes, it is. It is. How fitting it is that it's the last day of February, which is the last day of Black History Month, but it is a day that we can celebrate in watching this show.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.